Simon, congratulations. From a goal down to win 2-1 in the final 10 minutes.
Yeah, look, it takes a lot to do against a good team. I thought they played very well. A lot of credit to them that we knew that they'd pass it well, they'd play quickly, they'd rotate round and have a lot of possession in the game, and we had to be on the front foot. But it's one of them games where we've won it, and probably, if I'm truthful, that we didn't deserve to, really, because of the number of chances they had and how they dominated at times. But we've played a lot better this season and not won games, so you take that. And ultimately, in the morning, you look back and you see that we've won 2-1.
You guys tell us from time to time that it's nice to win when you're not playing well. It's a good sign.
Well, it is, and what it shows is you've got a group that are really determined to do well, keep going to the very end. I think that's one big thing that we've got with the players, that they give every last little bit and don't leave anything on the pitch. They make sure that they put the bodies on the line, they run as far as they can in every game and ultimately see where it takes them. And it's come from behind. It shows a lot of spirit and character. So we've won a game against a good team because they'll cause a lot of problems with the movement and their attack-mindedness.
They had loads of the ball, didn't they? Especially in that first half. But was it just a case of just sticking in there and not getting too concerned about that?
Yeah, definitely. We knew that would be the case. They went to Brighton a few weeks ago, who were in the top six and had 62% possession, and that tells you a lot about how they play. We had to be patient. We started with 4-4-2 today. I wanted to play 4-3-3 because I knew it would be better for us, but ultimately I wanted to take the game to them and ask questions by going with a 4-4-2. We changed it just after half-time to stop them, get us a little bit more freedom in the middle of the pitch. But it's tactics, you can talk about them all day long. It's about a spirit of group of players who never know when they beat.
First start since you brought Callum Robinson back. How do you assess his performance?
Well, I think it was it was difficult for a number of players because we didn't get enough of the ball to get it to them in the key areas. And Callum was probably one of them as well. And felt like Adam and Callum didn't get enough ball to them, but also then they weren't then affecting the game with what they're capable of doing. So it was difficult for them, but it's part and parcel. What's best for the team we have to do and change it around, and ultimately it got us back into it.
A start for Alan Brown, and he comes up trumps with an absolute peach of a header, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We kept going. We got fortunate with the own goal to get us back into the game very quickly. But a good play from Callum, and Brownie made his way into the box very late, like he was for the team meeting at 1:30. Got puncher on the motorway. So he'll be celebrating tonight, but also be, after the weekend, reprimanded with a fine.
That's harsh. You can't help a puncher, can you?
Club rules.
What even for a puncher?
He was lucky other managers might not have played him. But, but ultimately, he came up with a good, so it maybe won't be as severe as maybe it would have been.
Were you pleased with the impact your substitutions made? They seem to have a real impact for you.
Yeah, look, we left DJ out today because he's had a lot of football and he needed a bit of a breather. He's done nothing wrong. Sometimes you have to do that because he's still a young lad learning his game and had a lot of football minutes over this season. And we just felt that we had to get back into three in the middle apart with Welshie protecting, and the energy of DJ and Brownie might help us along the way. So even though in Dorr, when he came on for the little time that he was on, held the ball up well, got it out to Callum, and they all have to make an impact when they come on because that's the jobs.
Good week for you, isn't it? I mean, terrific points on Tuesday and now 3 points today.
Yeah, look, that's what we work hard for. Different type of game today than it was the other night. But we'll just keep going, see where it takes us. Obviously, we're delighted where we are in the division and what we're doing. We've just got to keep believing in ourselves a little bit more and see where it takes us.